Willkommen, this is Julia.
And this is Shane, who misses Think Plant-Based.
Yay, we finally get a chance to talk to my sister Claudia.
Yeah,
awesome. She lives in Spain and she's an amazing plant-based chef over there. But she actually worked around like through Europe, actually in Canada as well.
That's awesome. Yeah. So we get to hear her story.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
Hello, Claudia.
Claudia, you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Shane and Julia. How are you?
We're doing pretty good on this morning. Sipping our coffee as usual, our almond milk, vanilla almond milk latte. How are you doing this morning, Claudia?
Yeah, I'm very good, but it's very hot here in Spain.
I bet. I guess it's evening there, correct?
Yeah, it's 7:15 p.m.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, so is it cooling down yet there in Alicante? Alicante, correct? Spain?
Right now I live in Elche. It's a little bit outside from Alicante.
Okay.
It's around 45 minutes by bus
to
Alicante City.
Still south of Spain,
I like this place better.
Yeah?
Yes. I like this place better because it's more quiet and it's also cleaner.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Do you have a lot of plant-based restaurants in that area, or you have to go in Alicante to get there?
Well, here are around 4 plant-based restaurants.
In your area? Wow.
Wow.
Yes, there are many. I think, but also in Alicante, there are more and more plant-based restaurants. And recently, 2 new opened.
Yeah.
Cool. That's good news.
But I haven't been there yet.
That's good. Are you going to take Julia when she comes and visits in October?
Yes.
Of course.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I'm expecting that.
All right. I want to see some reviews and see some pictures.
Oh, definitely. And I want to go to that bakery again, that vegan bakery we went last year.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
The one with the good service.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's very casual, right? Like, Spain is very relaxing.
And yes.
I feel
I like it.
They even, open up more to healthy foods, right? It's pretty, I noticed with Spain, they're quite amazing. Right? Claudia, you keep on telling me how they actually get into health more and more.
Yeah, true. And now we also have super fruits more and more. Like in a supermarket, it's called Aldi. Like it's a German supermarket, but we also have Aldi and Lidl here.
Tell us more about
Alicante.
It.
And then,
what are these supermarkets? They're like the cheap ones, right? Because we don't have them here in North America, but I grew up with it too.
Yes. So. In these supermarkets, you can find the products cheaper than in normal supermarkets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
It's like a dollar
vegan
store.
Products.
It's like the dollar store of health food?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, kind of.
You showed us some...
Nowadays, yes, they also have superfoods in Aldi, like turmeric, maca, and coconut sugar.
Nice.
I saw them.
Yes.
For cheap,
well.
And it's organic,
yeah.
Claudia?
Yeah, yes, it's organic. It's around €3.49.
Cheap. Mm-hmm. Compared to here, we're paying like $10 Canadian for some berries that are like a wild fruit in China.
Totally, right? It's such a different living here, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Europe is cheaper in general. And then if you go south of Europe, right, it's more cheap too.
It's true.
So because also I think the payment of people getting paid is lower too than in other European countries.
Yeah.
So things are in general cheaper.
They get less money.
They might just be able to trade cheaper. They might have cheaper trade agreements. And I don't know. Canada, North America, you put health or superfood in something and it's worth 20% more.
It doesn't matter really what it is. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If you have the word superfoods on it, they can make you pay triple for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. It's unfortunate.
Wow. But. Yeah. But yeah, it sounds like paradise where you live, though, with all the heat. Well, you got to know how to cope with the heat, I guess, but it's still nice.
I drink more water, or I eat more watermelon.
Nice. That's
so
great.
To keep hydrated.
You like watermelon? I have to ask this question because Julia is not a huge fan of watermelon, so I wanted to see if it was a sister thing.
And Shane's dad always forgets.
My dad like always forgets. Maybe he's just trying Julia to get does me not like watermelon.
Eating watermelon.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember you don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, our brother Marcus doesn't like it
but
either.
But as a smoothie, it's really good.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, let's... Let's ask some more questions.
Sure, like, let's get into it.
How did you get into plant-based the first time?
Yeah.
Like, do you remember how you get into it?
What's your story when it comes to you becoming onto a plant-based diet?
Okay. So, when I was a child, I've never liked to eat meat or any animal products. But I always remember when my father said to me, I have to eat it so that I can grow up and be strong.
Right.
And then I ate it. But every time I ate it, I felt terrible. So I just swallowed it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
unfortunate. And one time I remember very clearly that I saw meat on my plate and I was thinking that was an animal. I don't want to eat it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I don't think
so
people
it was a long time at the table. Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
That's the worst thing if you force yourself, yeah. And then when did you fully become vegetarian? Because you were so little, like, I guess you were type, kind of in my situation too, you're so little, like, how are you staying on a vegetarian diet, right?
Did you start on vegetarian or did you go straight into, you know, completely plant-based or?
No, I couldn't.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted, but I didn't have a chance to...
How old were you?
...make a research. I think I was 4 or 5.
Okay, so same like me. Okay, yeah.
Yes, yeah. But later, I got used to it, so I just ate it. But sometimes I remembered I don't want to eat it.
The meat.
But I just ate it. So also, when I was at friends' places, I just ate it, but I swallowed it. Because I didn't want to...
Oh, you didn't even chew it. You just swallow it?
Yeah,
just get it back as quick as you can. Get it over with, right?
Yeah, right? That's how it sounds. Like. So when was the first time you actually got to stay vegetarian, though? Like, do you remember that moment?
Yeah, I think when I wanted to make a diet, this I remember.
Okay.
Like in high school, I wanted to lose some weight and I was thinking, how can I lose weight? So I made some research. I looked at some books.
Right.
And then I found out if you are a vegetarian, you can lose weight or even vegan. But then I tried with vegetarian first and then also some weeks vegan.
Right.
And I liked it. But then I got influenced from some people. They said, hey, why don't you eat meat? You can eat this meat. It's okay. And then I just ate it again.
Oh, right. The skinny meat or whatever, right?
The lean meat.
Yeah, lean meat.
Yeah, the chickens, turkey. The turkey. Yeah.
Yes,
they used to tell me that too. Just stay away from the fatty ones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Eat the lean
ones. Don't eat sausages.
Don't eat the sausage. That will make you fat. But you know all this other meat's going to be fine. Dairy's fine.
Yes. Totally. So how did you feel when... So I guess you ate more the skinny, like the lean meats? Did you do...
Yes.
Did you switch... How did you feel when you did that?
I also didn't feel good. And once I made I ate only fish. It was also kind of a diet.
Yeah.
So one
like
week, only fish. And I had, kind of.
Right.
And I had to vomit. I felt like, it tasted so disgusting.
I never
only
liked
this,
fish.
Good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
And then I feel like through Patricia and Julia, I got more strength to become fully vegetarian. I mean, like first vegetarian and then vegan.
Right.
Because when we were vegetarian, I think 2 or 3 years.
Right.
And then when Patricia and Julia, they went to a vegetarian fest, like festival. And there they got to know a vegan cook. And that vegan cook, they showed them how the animals were treated like them. How they treat them with to get the eggs and the milk.
Right.
Everything is so connected, right? Yeah. We actually got home and told her all about it, and she was like, yeah.
And for the people listening, Patricia's another sister of Julia's and Claudia's.
That we're going to have on the podcast really soon.
Yeah, hopefully we can have her on another episode, just so people know who you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was
so
amazing.
I'm very grateful for Patricia and Julia that I could become vegan.
That's awesome.
And it made total sense to you too, right? When we came with the message home and telling you how the dairy and the egg industry is all interconnected. Like, because we always thought like, oh, eating cheese, no animal has to die. You know, that's what we thought.
Right.
But that's the thing, right? If you have the knowledge, that's the key to hopefully get healthier, right? Like, we didn't know about veganism. Yeah. We just heard about like, oh, people that don't eat cheese. We're like, why? I love cheese.
Yeah. Cheese is great. I put that on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Parmesan.
Claudia knows.
Yeah, especially being from Italians, right?
Yeah.
Cheese on everything. Staple.
It's true.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You put cheese on your bread. You put cheese on your pasta. It's just everything.
Right, Claudia.
As a condiment, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. Claudia, was it hard for you to give up cheese? I mean, that's a big thing, right?
No, it wasn't for me. It wasn't.
No?
I mean, before I liked a little bit to eat cheese, but later I didn't like it anymore because I felt it was so fatty.
Yeah.
A lot of fat.
So you became plant-based more on the diet first and then got more into the ethical, like me?
I mean, you can say.
Yeah, okay.
It was kind of like a mix, right?
Mixed, but I felt more for the animals.
Right.
When they told me about the animals, I could give up immediately.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Especially, I guess, like, I ate more cheese than you, maybe, when we grew up as kids.
Yes.
But, That's good. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, and then you became vegan, and how was the switch? Did you feel any withdrawals? Like, I want a cheese bun or whatever. Like, even if now you said, giving up cheese was easy, did you still have any withdrawals in the beginning at all?
No, I didn't feel.
Wow.
Okay. I felt much better.
It was like
I
me
felt
too.
I could
just quit it.
Everything was getting better.
That's awesome. Like, I mean, I feel, you know, when you want to lose weight, you're on a better mission in a way. You're more consistent sometimes, right?
Yeah, you care more about what's going into your body, right? When you're trying to lose weight because you're trying to be healthy and you're exercising. So your body wants more nutritious plant-based whole foods.
Right.
And it's probably, you know, wanting that for years and you've just been neglecting to give it what it wants. And then once you give it, you just have this crazy energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I felt a bit with some withdrawals with like cheese, but I was more cheeseaholic anyway, so it's different. Although it made more sense to me why I chose to be plant-based, like 100%. Tending to.
I mean, nowadays there are also vegan cheese.
Yeah, right? There's so many options. Even
vegan cheese.
Yeah, in Europe. Yes.
Right.
Like quite a lot. Like we have.
Also here in Spain. We have a lot of vegan cheese.
That's great. That's awesome. Get the from Greece, right? The what is it called?
The Vio Life. Is that one from Greece?
Yeah, Vio Life.
Yeah, that just came to North America.
Oh, yeah.
And
Do we have it in Canada?
Oh, no.
It's in US right now. And I think if you go to vegansupply.ca,
let's go today.
You can buy some Vio Life stuff. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I think I saw some on that.
Nice.
On that site, yeah.
Yeah, I really like theirs when I go to Europe. I brought you some.
Yeah, they had like the Parmesan we had. Remember, Claudia, when we were over there?
Yes, I remember.
That one. Do you have it sometimes? In your dishes?
Right now not, but I tried another cheese. It's made with coconut oil. Cheese is much cheaper.
That's
tastes
good.
Also good.
That's awesome.
It can also melt. You can put on your pizza.
Oh,
cheesy,
that's awesome.
Cheesy gooey goodness. That's always something that needs to be recreated when you're changing that up.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I put it in my tortilla.
Tortilla.
Right.
Nice.
Sounds delicious.
You're making me hungry just thinking about tortillas and burritos. Yeah, right? And
they're our favorites.
Spanish food and
so good. Yeah, we touched a bit the restaurants in Alicante, right? The plant-based ones. How would you describe it in general in Spain? How are the plant-based restaurants for Spain?
Well, I think it's pretty good here.
Right.
Because more and more plant-based options. Also, near the beach, there's also a restaurant and they offer plant-based options.
That's awesome.
Where near the beach? Do you have any special location in mind?
It's it's called San Juan, Playa de San Juan.
Okay.
As in Alicante City.
So if you're there in Alicante, make sure to hit it up. Right. If you want to eat some plant-based goodness. Yeah.
Because I even heard like up north, like in Barcelona, it's really good too.
Yeah, Barcelona is it's a vegan city, you can say.
It's the best in Spain?
Yes, I think so. But also Madrid. Madrid is also very good. They also have a lot of vegan restaurants and also vegan stores, like a supermarket they also have.
Wow, an actual vegan supermarket, like a full-on, like in Berlin, vegan?
Nice.
That's great.
They actually have a few in Italy.
It's a little bit smaller, but I heard there's a vegan supermarket. And you can order also online the vegan products.
Okay, wow. Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wow.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah. So I feel Spain is pretty good if you compare to France.
Right.
In France, I didn't see so many vegan restaurants.
Yeah, you used to live in France, actually, right? So you actually can compare.
Yes. Yeah.
Although it's getting better there, too.
France was difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is you worked at a restaurant there, right? So you had had the food there, in a way. But
Yeah, this was good.
That's great. So, we're actually more curious now about your daily routine, like...
Yeah, what do you do in the morning to get you, energized on a plant-based diet and keep you, more motivated to keep into like a healthy lifestyle, right? Because everything starts with a great routine. So do you wake up, have a coffee? Do you wake up, go for a run? Yeah. Some people go work out at like 4 a.m.
I have ice cream.
Ice cream, espresso.
There's so many.
What makes you...
vegan junk.
Yeah.
Food okay.
Yeah.
You're an early riser, right?
Yeah.
You're an early riser. I remember that whenever I'm with you.
Yes.
So just like me.
I like to get up early so I can do a lot of things.
Like what time?
In the daytime.
What time do you usually wake up?
I'm at 7, around 7.
Okay.
Sometimes maybe before 7.
That's a late sleeper to me. I'm usually up at 6 o'clock. I have a crazy routine in the morning I don't start work for another hour or so I just need to make my espresso, grandma beans. That's usually why I wake up early.
Well, sometimes it depends when I have to teach, like I teach German online. If a student wants to have a class at 8,
right?
If I get
people
up a little bit earlier.
Wanted to learn, you teach German and
other languages because you're so talented in different languages, right?
Oh, thank you.
Do you teach any other languages?
Right, no, I just teach German.
Just German. If they wanted to find you, for learning how to speak German, where can they find you?
They can find me on iTalki.
Okay.
italki.com.
italki.com. Okay.
Yes.
What's your name there?
It's just Claudia.
Claudia. Okay.
Well, I will give you the link. So
we'll put it in the show notes if you're interested in learning German from Claudia.
Yeah, it's amazing.
In Spain, through the internet. Definitely go there.
I heard she got lots of good feedback.
One of the best German teachers out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Nice.
But anyways.
I enjoy very much.
Yeah, teaching. That's awesome. I heard like you actually drink a lot of water when you wake up, right?
Yes. So after getting up, I drink around 1 liter of water.
Whoa.
Because after 7 or 8 hours of sleep, your body becomes dehydrated.
Right. That's more than I drink in the morning. And I have 3 glasses of water, yeah. Liter of water, okay.
Yeah, I feel if you drink 1 liter, you can manage to drink more during the day.
Oh, yeah?
You can drink more.
You get used to.
Okay.
Yes, so it's best to drink 3 liters per day.
Does that make you go to the bathroom a lot when you drink that much
That's
water?
That's what I thought,
yes, at the beginning, yes, yes. When I also made a cleanse.
Okay.
I have a cleanse on YouTube, and I drank a lot of water
right.
in the morning, and then when I had a class, I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Do you replenish your electrolytes? Because if you go to the bathroom a lot, I hear you're
and
supposed
salt,
to
right?
to get more salt and make magnesium and all those
other
salts
minerals.
Back in. Do you make sure to get that in through the day?
Yes, I also take MSM.
Oh, okay.
No, that's really good.
Yeah, we'll have to do an episode on MSM.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a great one.
I like.
Yeah.
Yes, MSM is also good.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Watermelon is also good.
Oh, okay.
For electrolytes.
Hydrated.
Yeah. Yeah, those are really good mm-hmm. electrolytes.
So. Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So what do you do after you drank all your liters of water?
Yeah. And going to the bathroom about 4 or 5 times.
Exactly.
Giving classes on italki.
Yes. Well, so before eating my breakfast, I take B12. It's a liquid one.
Very mm-hmm. good. Yeah. A liquid one. Do you have a name of a brand that you use?
Yes, it's...
It's like if you can't remember, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I just thought in case people wanted to know.
Sorry, I had it. Well,
isn't it called the Liquid B12 Energizer? I think you told
me
about it.
Yeah, it's Energizer. Okay. I ordered it. I will give you also the link about this.
Yeah, that'd be great. We can put it up in the show notes. And if people want to get the same one that you get, they can find it on Amazon.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and after the B12, what do you do?
Yeah, then I make a smoothie with fruits, especially with red fruits and bananas.
Yummy.
Mm. And then I put like maca, turmeric, and Irish moss.
Wow, super
and
healthy.
Sometimes also lucuma.
Yeah. Macuma?
Lucuma.
Lucuma, that sweetener.
Yeah, it's kind of makes it creamy too.
From South America.
Instead of sugar, you can use it.
Is that correct?
Yes, it's a fruit. Yes.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. I'm like, I've never heard of this in my life. And it was in a bag of popcorn.
Oh,
that
yeah,
we had,
Peruvian.
And it was called Lucuma. And she's like, yeah. And then we started having this big conversation with a friend of ours that's from South America about Lucuma.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, it's this fruit. And blah, blah. I'm like, wow, I guess you learn things, you know, every day about new sweeteners and fruits. And
so
it's amazing.
There.
Yeah, that you just, now I can't stop
really
hearing
good.
About
I
it.
Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's
really
also
good.
A nice.
Instead of sugar, you can use it.
Right. I think it makes the smoothie thicker too. It's for
and
baked
creamy.
Goods as well.
Yes. And I felt the maca that also makes the smoothie creamy.
Oh, yeah, Shane just tried it not like a few days ago.
Yeah, I've been trying the maca for recovery for working out and running. And yeah, it's been pretty good, actually.
You like the taste too, right?
Yeah, the taste added a little bit. Yeah. It was almost like a gingery taste.
Vanilla a bit too, though.
Vanilla, ginger.
Yeah, vanilla.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny, Claudia? I don't know if you tried it, but I put it in my savory dish, like bean dish for lunch. And it tastes more like radish. Like, I can actually taste that it's like a radish,
that's,
right?
That's because yellow maca you have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
But if you put it in sweet stuff, it tastes different, you know? It tastes actually more sweet. It kind of adjusts to your food, whatever you have.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like an adaptive spice. Adaptogen spice, almost.
Exactly. Yeah, adaptogen.
Yeah.
It is, right? So, talking about lunch, what do you usually have? Or do you have a snack before lunch? Or what do you do?
When I'm hungry, mostly I'm very busy, so sometimes I don't have a snack. Then I just immediately eat the lunch. And for lunch, I like to have a bowl, like a quinoa with veggies.
Nice.
Yummy.
Yeah, good protein in there. Just normal quinoa, or do you have like red quinoa sometimes? Or
I feel the red quinoa is more for salad, to make a salad.
Oh, yeah,
it's more crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
So
crunchy,
I prefer the white quinoa.
Me too.
Okay.
I don't really like the dark one too much.
I had it in a wrap one time, and I actually liked the taste of the wrap. Yeah. It had this hearty, earthy taste.
Exactly. That one's good, but they have a black one, too.
And a black one.
Oh, a black one.
Ooh.
Okay.
I mean, it's all right. I feel like it's harder to chew.
Okay.
Yeah, it's whatever all tastes the same.
To. Yeah, I mean, it's all quinoa.
But I always find like darker things, let's say, be it red quinoa or darker leaves, they're better, right? They're high in antioxidants.
Yeah.
So you want to
change them up, right? Maybe one day use the white, maybe the other day use the other colors.
Right. And do you have any snacks after lunch? Or like, what do you do after lunch usually?
Yeah, after lunch, I sometimes go out with my friend, or we go to the beach, relax a little bit.
The Spain life.
Or we take a walk.
With your friends?
Yeah, Spain life.
Yeah, like, Spain life.
We call it Deutsche Vita.
Yeah. What's it called? Sorry, in German?
We call it Deutsche Vita. I mean, the Italian, it's in English, it's like the sweet life.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Deutsche Vita.
Oh, Deutsche. Going to the beach, you call it?
Oh, that's in Italian, not German.
No, that's
German?
No, that's Italian.
It's Italian.
Deutsche Vita.
Okay. Deutsche.
Yeah, it almost Deutsche
sounds
Vita
like
is
Deutsch.
Italian,
yeah,
that's why I thought it was true. German.
Yes, I told my friend, like, our life is like Deutsche Vita. We have to enjoy it.
Oh, for sure, right?
That's
it's about spending.
Style.
Yeah. I mean, we work so much and just having those times to go enjoy life. That's what really counts. Not working. That's just a means to get by.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, it's true. So. Like, we need to balance our life.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. That's why.
Yeah.
Also enjoy a lot.
Work hard, play harder, right?
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, and what comes next after the beach
life?
Yeah,
and for dinner, I have a sweet potato burger with salad.
Sweet potato burger.
Ooh.
Yes.
Do you make that from scratch?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's not difficult to make.
How do they stick?
The sweet potatoes.
Do you have this recipe on your site or blog or anywhere where people can find out where to make that?
Not yet, but
okay.
If people would like me to make it, I can do it.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. Yeah, make it, maybe give us the link. We'll put it up. And
we're big burger fans.
Or maybe we can put it up on our site if you want us to, and we'll just give you the credit and we can put it all in there for you. Yeah, for sure.
Yes,
that would be amazing.
I can do it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing.
You.
How do you make the burgers usually stick together? Because sometimes they can fall apart, right?
What's your secret ingredients?
Exactly.
Well, you can use some bread, like the grated bread.
Okay, so like breadcrumbs, right?
Dried
bread?
Yes.
Okay.
Breadcrumbs.
That's a good
one. And you can also use like boiled beans,
like white beans
or other beans. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But especially with the bread crumbs, it will stick together.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
It dries. It takes the moisture and dries it out, so it sticks more. Yeah.
Yes.
I like to use the flax powder too, or chia powder.
That one's good.
This is also great.
Gelatinous.
And then I find the oats too. Oats are key too. But anyways, not to get away from your recipe, but yes, continue.
Totally.
I think this is good to do, and you put also some onions. And
yes.
Salt, pepper, or other spices you like. You can even change the recipe.
Sure. Put some cumin in there.
You mash everything together.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what?
You mash everything together, and then you form the patties, and then you fry.
Have you tried baking them instead?
Yeah, we actually started baking our burgers.
Yeah, you got to try it. It actually makes them hold better.
Yeah.
Because they dry out more.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I find frying is really good if you have them frozen, but I find if you're making them fresh, if you bake them, they dry out and they hold really well together. Yeah.
And the rest we usually freeze because we have burger nights, you know, like on every Thursday.
Yeah.
We have burgers for dinner.
Do you freeze those patties and like meal prep it to come to have it or?
Yeah, before I froze them. Okay. And I felt it's also good. So you have them handy when you want to eat.
Yeah, that's a great way, meal prepping.
You save some time.
So yeah. Much time, right?
Yeah, right.
Time is very precious. So.
It is.
Yes.
What do you do after your dinner?
Yeah, sometimes I also, I mean, no, I'm really busy with teaching because many students. So after dinner, I mostly teach or I go out with my friends in the evening. Yeah. Go
back to the beach?
In the evening. yes, at the beach. No,
so really you come home for dinner, then back to the beach?
Yes.
Nice.
Very Spain
life. I like in the evening best. At the beach because it's not so hot.
Yeah.
That's true.
Most people have a nap, don't they? Siesta in the afternoon?
Yeah, siesta. From 2 to 5 p.m. There's siesta time.
What was the time? 2 to 5, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's a sweet life. I got to get more into doing that. Oh, sorry, boss. I got to go home to sleep for a couple hours. I'll be back.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really a dream.
Yeah.
Here. Cool.
So, and I also recently I'm also busy with practicing new dishes for our restaurant.
Oh yeah, you do a lot of videos, right?
Yeah.
Open, like my friend and I, we plan to open a vegan restaurant in our area.
That's exciting. Awesome! Yeah, exciting. Nice. Do you have a name for it yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
So I think, my friend, I think she knows more which name to choose, but we will discuss together. We will see.
Well, definitely keep us posted when it comes. And if Julia's happens to be around and it's open,
that would be so nice.
Definitely let me know how it is because I might have to go again. Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. And you can also come. You can come visit me again.
Yeah. Hopefully sometime like. Soon.
Hope so too.
Yeah. I hope so soon. Yeah.
Yes.
That's exciting. Yeah, I saw you do a lot of YouTube videos too, which is great. You know, you show people how to
Your recipe is going to be on there, on your YouTube. And are you working on like a book, a cookbook or something that people can maybe grab your recipes?
Yeah, on YouTube, there are also recipes.
Okay.
When I make the videos in the comment box, I put the recipes.
Okay.
And also in the videos, I describe very easy. I would like that people can easily make the recipes. So
that's awesome.
I choose easy recipes.
And I've seen you do it in different languages,
that's
right?
True.
So that's amazing. That's even cooler than the people
Japanese,
that do it.
Too.
So So what languages are you doing these recipes in for the listeners if they want to know? You know, maybe they don't. English isn't their first language. It might be easier.
Or they know someone that can't.
Or maybe
speak
they
English.
Know someone who can't speak. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty handy to have a recipe in a different language.
Yeah, I was thinking also, like in Japan, I don't know, veganism is not so popular in Japan, I thought.
Right.
If they maybe see my video, they can get inspired to try it out.
Totally. That's a great
idea. Yeah, you make it look so easy, you know?
Yeah. And you make it look good, cool, easy. Why wouldn't they want to go plant-based, right?
Totally, right? Amazing.
Thank you.
I know that you're actually quite an amazing meditator too, right? So when would you meditate then? Is it more in the evening then, before you go to bed?
Yeah, I like to meditate in the morning.
Okay.
And also in the evening before I go to bed so I can sleep better.
That's amazing.
But I notice if I use too much computer, I also can't sleep so much.
I get that too. Do you change your screen to nighttime where it turns red? I just started learning that.
Well, I told you about it too, right?
I turn off and I also put my cell phone on flight mode.
Okay, yeah, like, that's great.
Yeah, so I don't have the radiation in my cell phone.
That's
my computer's off.
Do you sleep with your phone in the same room? Because you're supposed to not sleep with electronics in the same room.
Yeah, it's true. Right. I have to put it in another room.
Yeah, that's what they say. So that's why me and Julia, we keep our cell phones and our computers and laptops in the other room while we go
Makes
to sleep.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah, because then you wake up and what do you first do? You go look at your cell phone. You don't want to be doing that.
Totally.
No. Like, at least you wake up, go to the bathroom, have water. Then eventually you might get to your phone. But,
but
you shouldn't wake up and just brickly look at your phone. I think that's a bad habit to get into.
Anyways, the way you... Like, the way you start your day and the way you end your day is very crucial, right? For your mental health?
Yes.
I find?
I think so, too.
So, yeah. What I found very amazing, too, actually, you work on a lot of raw plant-based recipes on your videos, which are so easy to make as well, and they're so nutritious, right? Can you tell us more about, like, what raw food actually means?
Well, raw food means... that the foods have not been heated above 115 degrees Fahrenheit or 46 degrees Celsius.
Okay, cool.
And if you cooking food above this temperature loses the enzymes and nutrients.
Right.
Okay.
So it's best to eat them like whole, not... but if you want to kind of cook them, like... The raw food is, they have a dehydrator. It's kind of oven, but it's, you dehydrate the foods very low temperature.
Right, like the kale chips. So, they're usually like that.
Mm, kale chips.
Yes, kale chips.
Or dried fruit. The same one you use dry fruit, you can like cook, I guess it's not really cooking, but dehydrate it's maybe like a burger patty or
you
something.
You can, or they actually
make it raw still. Yeah,
you can like even bread. Use the sun for dehydration, right? Let's
in
say sun-dried tomatoes.
Yes, sun.
Wow,
it's true. In the sun, even
especially
in the sun,
in
you can dehydrate. Like here in Spain, I think I can
you
dehydrate
start,
food outside.
You should start a business, Claudia, with a sun-dried.
Yeah, sun-dried everything.
Business. Yeah,
sun-dried
exactly.
Watermelon, sun-dried.
You got to be patient. So just meditate while you sun-dried. Your stuff.
And then sell it for like 70% more because it's sun-dried.
Exactly.
Yes, that sounds good.
Exactly. So I noticed like in your raw food dishes, you use like the fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds to make it more dense, right? Like you use nuts and seeds. And
then
to get more flavor into it, you use the fresh herbs and the spices and seaweed if you want. Yeah, that's really nice and looks delicious. And, well, there's the fermented foods too, right, you use sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So, like miso I use.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, is that soy-based miso?
It can be, right?
Yes.
There's even chickpea.
Okay.
I heard this chickpea miso as well, though. I don't know if you get it in Spain, but we have it in North America.
Know.
Mm. Or bean
miso.
Yeah,
okay.
Instead of the soybean, but other beans.
I'm
I mean.
Glad there's other beans, so I can enjoy some
miso.
The
chickpeas.
Yes,
I
do
like
possible.
The
there's like if I don't know if you know tempeh.
Which
like,
one? Tempeh.
You can also make it. Yeah, tempeh. You can also make without soybeans.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah,
chickpea
tempeh. Yeah, you can
remember?
Make chickpea tofu. Basically, I don't know if it's called tofu, but yeah,
it's
kind of
tempeh.
It's tempeh. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I got to make some of that, try that up. Because you can't buy that stuff in the store. I've very rarely been able to see that. So it'd be cool to try some of that.
Totally.
Yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So instead of soybean products, you can use chickpeas.
Right. If you have soy allergy or soy intolerance, you can use tons of different beans out there.
Yeah, exactly.
There's also chickpea tofu.
Yeah.
I remember you sent me something about
tofu. It was pretty good.
That's
I liked
good.
It very much.
Did you find the texture was very similar to tofu?
A little bit different, but I felt you could put it on your bread or
make a scramble.
So wherever you can do where tofu
scramble.
Is.
You could. Yes.
Okay. Was it like a soft or firm kind of tofu?
It was firm.
Okay.
Oh, that's
wow, that's great. That's awesome.
We
got to make some of that. Yeah.
Definitely.
I hope you should try it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why we haven't tried that yet. Nice. That seems like something we definitely need to try.
Totally. Yeah, actually, Claudia, I wanted to ask you more about traveling because you like be a big traveler.
Okay.
So how do you travel on a plant-based diet? Like what's the best way for you to travel and to stay healthy and...
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you've been quite a lot, like a lot of places.
Yeah,
like
Japan,
around. Yeah, you've
Taiwan,
lived in quite a lot of places. So.
Even in Asia.
How do you deal with the traveling on a plant-based diet?
Like on an airplane and stuff like that, when you travel for long hours.
Well, So when I'm on the plane, I take some snacks or I prepare some meals, small meals for the plane.
Right.
Like I put in a lunchbox.
Like what?
Like you can put a rice or a salad and some veggies and crackers, fruits or nuts and seeds. Or you can even make a hummus plate.
Okay. Like nice.
You can have hummus and then you can have like some carrots or
crackers.
Celery.
Yeah.
And then you mix it. You can dip on the hummus and eat like this.
Yummy.
Yeah, easy and delicious. Mm.
Yeah. Mm, thank you.
Awesome.
I feel just some easy things you can, or sometimes you can find also at the airport some vegan food.
That's
or
true.
Sometimes.
Smoothies, yep. Or juices. If you want to eat like something very healthy or just drinking, you can order a juice or a smoothie.
Yeah, I noticed in Berlin at the airport they make fresh green juices now.
And pretzels.
Yes.
Or
bread.
Or bread or pretzels. Yeah.
Yeah,
depending
pretzel,
where you
pretzel
are.
In Berlin. Mm. I remember they had vegan pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also good.
That's amazing. Yeah. Like you don't really have to worry.
I could live
nowadays.
Off of pretzels, so.
There was a time last year when we almost ate pretzels
where
every day.
Where we ate pretzels every day.
Especially in Germany.
I became a pretzel.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like...
we ate so much.
So pretzel dope.
I even asked you, do you want me to bring your pretzel back to Canada?
I was like, no, I think I've had enough pretzels to last, you know, a couple years for now.
Yeah, right.
I understand. Yeah, I like pretzels also very much.
Oh, yeah.
Can you get them in Spain? I don't think so, right? Or can you?
Probably.
No, I haven't seen just
the
dried ones.
The original recipe.
Just the dried ones.
Yeah. Like you
not
can
the fresh,
like
fresh bread ones. Yeah. The
right.
Good ones
no,
from like Germany.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. You can get pretzels here, but they won't taste like in Germany. You
they
know
have
this?
One place at the mall.
Yeah.
Here in Vancouver.
Which one?
I think it used to be called, I don't know if it's still around, it's called the Little Monk.
Oh.
And it was like a soft, doughy pretzel. And we used to get it all the time. My family loved that stuff.
And would you say it tastes like the one you had in Germany, let's say in Berlin?
A little bit different, a little more chewier.
Right.
I don't know if it was plant-based at the time. Like I said,
they
usually
use butter here, I noticed, in
well,
milk.
Well, it was, they might have, I don't know. They would dip it in butter after or dip it in whatever you wanted.
Ah, yes, yes.
Yeah, so I would have to check and see if it's plant-based or not because it's, you never know if they're throwing in some butter or something, egg, who knows, right? But to be a good pretzel, I don't think you need an egg or butter
no,
for it at all.
No, the traditional one is.
Yeah, I mean, even like traditional bread, you shouldn't really be putting that stuff
right.
in there.
Right, and we have amazing breads in Germany.
Yeah, like the best bread, like I said, is always like four or five ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's any more than that, you're like, what is in this? Why is this even bread called bread, right?
Yeah, exactly. So weird. But yeah, what I'm just thinking right now is as well, like how grateful I am that I had my siblings, you know, we supported each other, right, on the plant-based diet. And even...
That's true.
We were all always so interested in nutrition as well, right, Claudia? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
We would exchange...
Patricia, I felt like she made so many good foods, so we could continue eating good vegan food.
Yeah, because if you have a good variety of foods, you're more likely to just eat neat.
Exactly.
And not get bored.
We would all be in the kitchen and cook, oh, let's try this out. And, oh, we love desserts.
I remember our picture so much.
Yeah.
She cooked a lot of good things.
And cook amazing things too.
Yeah.
We wish we could join you every day for all these meals you do for YouTube, for the YouTubers.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you make me hungry just looking at them. And I'm like, oh, that's super easy to make. I could easily do that.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. I'm planning to make more videos because now I just have the raw food videos.
Right.
So I will make also some videos with cooked food.
Okay.
And you're working on your cookbook, right?
We're planning on trying to make some videos too.
Oh,
we just need to find the time in our busy schedule, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we can collab one time on our
videos.
That
would be nice. Totally. What is your cookbook all about? You're working on one, right?
my cookbook is about raw food, and it has recipes about breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, and snacks. And you can also find other information on raw food in this book.
Is it all raw food then, right?
Yes.
It's a raw food cookbook, yeah?
What's the name of the book?
It's Awareness Kitchen.
Great. Well, I'm sure we're going to hear more about it once you have it all.
Yes.
Do you have a release date in mind, or are you still working on the final details?
Well, I'm still working on it.
Okay.
I mean, I have all the recipes.
Right.
But I still need to arrange everything.
Yeah.
As a book.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, it's a tedious task. All the paperwork and getting everything done. Mm.
Totally.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to check out that cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
And cook from
you.
It. We'll try every recipe, I'm sure.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, there are good recipes.
Yeah.
I made good recipes.
I'm sure you do.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Where else can we find you on social media?
Yeah.
You can find me on YouTube as Claudia, as Vegan Wellbeing, Raw Vegan Chef.
So it's youtube.com/, or do you just have to
vegan
search?
Vegan
Wellbeing.
If you type in Vegan Wellbeing, you can find
me. Oh, Wellbeing.
You will see.
Okay.
Yeah,
Wellbeing. And we'll put the link in the show notes for people. It's hard to say all these links and for people to remember. So we'll put it in the show link.
Facebook and Instagram.
Yes, on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.
Awesome.
Right. And if you were just wanting to pick up your cookbook when it comes out, where would you find that? Do you have to email you? Do you have to go on your YouTube?
Facebook.
Oh, okay. They can find me on Facebook, or I can email them.
Okay.
My book is ready.
Okay. Sure.
Sounds good. And before we end this episode, we wanted to ask you if you actually take B12, but I guess you do.
You already answered that. So the million-dollar question that we usually try to ask our guests is, do you supplement with B12? But obviously, you're well-informed.
Yes. Yes, I take. And this B12, it's called Liquid B12 Energizer.
Okay.
And it's pure methylcobalamin.
And how many milligrams is per, drop or...?
I think 1 milliliter? No.
Anyways, it's probably enough. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you just add more if you want more. It's not a big deal.
Sorry, I didn't look at
it. No, don't worry about it. It's not like we need to know exactly how much you're taking. As long as you're taking something, it's more important.
Do you have any last message for the listeners? How to stay motivated on a plant-based diet?
Well, I think if you have other vegan friends, you can join you. You can cook with them together,
right?
And enjoy this food. You feel more motivated to continue your vegan journey.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also trying out many recipes you can find so many recipes.
True.
Yes.
To try.
That's true.
And then you can also try to go to vegan restaurants, try some.
Go to some meetups.
Kind of food.
Right.
Yes, meetups.
Yeah. Great place to meet like-minded people.
Yeah, in some areas, it's not that popular, the meetup in some areas, let's say in Europe or something.
I mean, with the internet now, I'm sure you can find tons of groups.
Totally. That, even if you're in the countryside somewhere, you're not really that alone anymore.
If you go to the plant-based restaurant, I'm sure everyone's interested in meeting people that are their stories, especially a chef as yourself, right?
Even if you live on the countryside, you can connect with people online and exchange information or make friends. I mean, it's better to have real friends eye to eye, but stay motivated and just start in the kitchen, cook your own food like you do, right, Claudia? That's a great start. even if you don't have all these plant-based restaurants around you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
no excuses.
Totally.
Yes, no excuses. It's true.
Yeah.
And if you start cooking something, you want to cook more and more, because you get so more, you get excited to try more and more flavors.
For sure. Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's been wonderful talking with you, Claudia, all the way in Spain. We'll have to have you on another episode in the future. And maybe when your cookbook comes out, we'll have you come back and talk about your raw food cookbook.
Mm.
Other than that, have a great night in Spain. And
a cool night.
Yeah, hopefully it cools down for you. And it was great talking to you.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah.
For this interview.
All right.
And I wish you a great day.
Thank you
so much. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.
Take care.
See you soon. Bye.
Ciao.